would like to talk about the topic of counting people. Our topic today is are you allowed to count people? Kisisa Esbnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, he counted Klal Yisrael, 600,000 members of Klal Yisrael. The question was, how did he count them? Through the Machzis HaShekel. So the question is, Halacha L'maaseh B'zman HaZeh, are you allowed to count people? This Nogea, when you want to count people if you have a minion in the Beis HaKnesses. And it's a very, very big issue when it comes to the census in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so there is critical in the state of Israel, every couple of years they have a census. They go around house to house. I don't know exactly how they do it, but they have to count exactly how many people there are in the state of Israel. They have to know this for defense, every country. Okay. So the question is, what is the halacha? How do we deal with these issues? It's always necessary at some point in time for people to be counted. You have to know how many members you have in the shul. You got to know how many chairs to have for a simcha, right? You want to make a simcha. How many seats? The caterer wants to know. I want a number. I want an exact number. You pay by the head.
White people.
What? Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Militvis, Litvis, Hasidim, Belzers, people who go to the army, people who don't go to the army. We have to, it always comes a point in time when you have to have an exact number of people. He actually has one very interesting shal, which I remember when I was a child, I used to do this, we'll discuss this in a moment, is when you're on a bus and you take children on a trip, you go to some type of amusement park, and when it comes time to sleep, so you give everyone a number. Before you get off the bus, everyone has a number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everyone has a number. Everyone gets on the bus, okay, now let's do the count. And all the boys, all the children, they say their number. 1, 2, 3, 4, so the person, the counselor, sits in the front, okay, let's do the count. He doesn't have to go around counting and looking at a piece of paper in attendance and looking who's here, who's not there. You create a system where the children themselves know what their number is, and they go in order, and you can do it in 10 seconds, you can do the count to know if someone is missing. Is that permitted? This question was asked to the Shevet Halevi. Is this permitted? He actually comes out l'maskana that it's not. Okay, even though we've all been brought up with this, I assume, okay, to do this, he holds that it's not an ideal thing to do this counting done in that fashion, where the children actually, everyone has a number, and through this technique, you can very quickly make a count, you can know if everyone is present. Okay, so let's discuss some of the issues. The first question is, what is the reason why the Torah says we are not allowed to be counted? What is the precise reason? What's the Tamei HaMitzvah? We have in this week's parasha, Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he counted Klal Yisrael, he was instructed they should be counted through a Machzis HaShekel. I'll read you what it says in Rashi. The pasuk is the first pasuk in the parasha. He sees, so when you count, it's Rosh Bnei Yisrael, Lifku Dehem, according to their number, V'nosnu Ish, each individual shall give Koifer Nafsho, shall give atonement. Everyone should give a Machzis HaShekel. So there should not be a negev. So seemingly the money that you're giving is in order to prevent there being a magefa. Rashi, when you, Moshe, want to know, to receive the total of their number, don't go and count them ahead. Don't go make a head count. Ela yidnu kol echad machsa shekel, v'timne es hashkolim, count the shkolim, v'teda minyanam, and you will know their number. V'lo yenegef, sheha minyan, so Rashi here is quoting the main makar, the main reason, and many Rishonim, they rubber stamp this reason. Rashi says, sheha minyan sheleit bo ayin hara. Rashi is not a big fan of Kabbalah. Rashi is not into Inyani, at least when he writes his commentary, he's not heavily steeped in Inyani, mystical Inyanim. But Rashi here uncharacteristically writes, when you count people by number, you're giving them an Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara, the Hadever. Dever is, I don't know exactly what it is, but it doesn't sound too good. It means death. It's one of the ten makos. Dever ba lehem kemoshim otsinu bimei David. Rashi draws our attention to David HaMelech. When he counted Klal Yisrael, David was a magefa. Immediately after David counted Klal Yisrael, there was a magefa and people started dying, and David realized he made a mistake. The magefa came because he counted Klal Yisrael. And that was a mistake that even the Chazal tells, even a child knows not to do this. And how could it be that David HaMelech, he made such a mistake? It was Hashem caused him to make this mistake because he spoke disrespectfully to Hashem. David said that you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have wimesis. You enticed me to sin. I think he was referring to the sin of Bathsheba. You amasis, you caused me to sin. David blamed Hashem. Hashem said, David, how dare you speak with such a harsh term towards me, saying the word that I was masis. I'll now cause you to do an aveira that even a tinuk shall... What?
Didn't he say, yeah, test me, go ahead.
No, he said that's another topic. That's he said to Hashem, I want to be Elokei David. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei David. So Hashem said, no, I'm not going to include in the Shemoneh Esrei Elokei David because the others were tested and you were not tested. So test me. Okay, I'll test you. And Hashem sent him the Nisoyin of Bathsheba. He failed miserably. And then he said, Hashem, it's your fault. It's your fault. And the reason why this happened was because you were Mesis. You're a Mesis. What?
The whole midrash said he said Hatati.
You're conflicting Mamari Chazal. David says, "Vayom Hashem." David said, "Chotasi." They are conflicting. Mamori Chazal call Omer David Chote in Elatoya. There are many different dimensions, but part of this entire story is where David went and he complained. Hashem said, "You're complaining disrespectfully. I'm going to cause you to do another avera, gereris avera." And then he counted the entire Klal Yisrael, and immediately thereafter, Yoav persuaded him, was begging him, it's not a good idea. And David said, don't tell me what to do. I'm the king. You're my officer. Don't tell me what to do. We can do it. Just do it. Don't give me a hard time. He did it. And immediately thereafter, Magefa began, and David recognized his mistake. What exactly did he do? We'll discuss that in a few moments. But right now, Rashi mentions this as proof that if you count Klal Yisrael for no good reason, or you don't do it in the correct way, a Magefa will come because of Ayin Hara. Rashi presents here one of four reasons. There are other interesting reasons given by other Rishonim. There's a sefer called the Melamed HaTalmidim. I never heard of the sefer. It's cited by the Torah Shlema, by Rav Kasha. And the Torah Shlema, in Parshas Kisisa, and he says an entirely different reason why you're not allowed. It seems like it's a Rishon. I'm assuming this is a Rishon. Maybe it's not, but because he's quoting here Rishonim, Rav Kasha is quoting that was his forte, his expertise in citing these very esoteric and hard to find Svarim, Midrashim and Svarim. He quotes here a sefer called Milamed HaTalmidim. It's cited only in the Torah Shlema. And he says there, in the name of this individual, the reason why you're not allowed the Tam HaMitzvah, why you're not allowed to count, is because you remove yourself from Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His words are, Avol HaMinyan Hu Ovoin B'dechinas Tachlis Shehu HaGaiva V'sur HaBitochon B'Elokim Mimenu the Rikuk Halavavos Mimem Shalto, the Sum Bosar Zero, Ulfichoch Roy Lios Hanegef Bimin Yonon. In other words, if you count, it creates in your mind a feeling, a sensation, it's mine. Liha Zahav, Liha Kesef. When you count numbers of people, we don't need Hashem. We have the numbers. We are of strength in our own ranks. We can survive. We can succeed. We will prevail without Hashem's guidance, without Hashem's intervention. That is a very great chait. When you don't count, you acknowledge, by not counting, when you go to war, when you go anything that needs to be done in Klal Yisrael, and you don't put a number on the people, it automatically means you're relying upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
By,
because when you're counting indirectly, that was serving as a reminder that Hashem is still in control.
But the Torah repeatedly has numbers.
Every time that there's a counting, there are numbers, and there's a counting, it's done in a permissible fashion. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, it was done to the Machtsa Shekel. Shaul, before he went to Melchemes HaMolek, he also counted through sheep. He told every single member of the army, every single member of Klal Yisrael, take a sheep and give me a sheep. There's another story, he counted twice, the Bozek. There was another incident where he told everyone to bring a piece of pottery, and throw the piece of pottery in the pot, and my men will count the piece of pottery. When you count Klal Yisrael indirectly, you are reminding yourself that Hashem is in control. If you were,
but when he took the census, there were several censuses were taken Klal Yisrael.
But they were all done in a permissible fashion.
That was also indirect.
100%. That's exactly the portion that has to be done in a permissible fashion. If you count people directly, the Sefer Melamed HaTalmidim says what you're doing is you are removing yourself from the Hashkocha of Hashem. We are an independent group. We don't need you, Hashem. You're no longer connecting yourself to the source. You're separating yourself from the source. That's number two. We're going to come to that in a few moments. That's a hakdama. We're going to come to that in a few moments. Okay, next. Reason number three. Rabbeinu B'chaye in Parshas, here on the Parsha Kisisa, has an entirely different reason why you're not allowed to count people. It's because you become a yochid. When you count, even though you come away with a number, the sum is only as great as its parts. When you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, what you're really doing is you're breaking up a klal, a tzibur, into a yochid. We all know that if we daven b'yechidus, it's not a good idea. When you daven b'yechidus, your tefillah will only be accepted if you have kavana. But if you daven as a tzibur, Hashem does not reject the tefillah of a tzibur. The koyach of the rabbim is great. The koyach of the yochid is weak. When you take a group of people and you count them as individuals, in one respect, you've taken a group and you've broken them down into their parts. You no longer have a klal, you have pratim. And when you have pratim, you lack merit, you lack zechuyos. For the greatest zechus comes in the klal. You won one complete unit, not when you were just a collection of parts. The fourth reason is given by the Ralbag. The Ralbag says it's similar to Rabbeinu B'chaye. I'm sorry, from the Tzofnas Paneach. That's the Rogachava. No. That's the Tzofnas Paneach, the Rogachava?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, it's similar to what he says, you're taking away Achdus. He's not focusing on the Pratim, the Yechidim don't have Zuchuyos. It's you are removing Achdus. Achdus, it's similar. What is the Ikar? Is the focus on the Yechidim, or is the diminishment of the Achdus? It's the same, really, the same idea. Okay, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to go back to Rashi for a second. Rashi said that it should not invite the
Ayin Hara.
Attract the Ayin Hara. But the principle is in Rapa Ella.
The
flip side of that, and that's a principle that's well known.
Okay.
And so therefore, the idea would be that Klal Yisrael, one bracha for Klal Yisrael. So just as, but if it's true, we don't have that amount.
A
bracha, meaning the opposite of ayin hara, therefore don't have an exact count.
An exact count. Right. Ein habracha mitzui el b'davar hasama min ha'ayin. So if it's not exact, so then it's not a violation. Ein hachanam. All right, hachanam. Okay, now let's go to David. David, what was the question? There's a long Ramban. Ramban asked the question, what in the world was David thinking? How could it possibly be that David HaMelech, he made a mistake and he counted Klal Yisrael in Tzofer Shepasik of Kisisa? So basically, there are four answers to what was David's thinking. Number one is David has the opinion that the requirement to count Klal Yisrael by Shkolim was a one-time mitzvah. because it took place in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. So when the pasuk says, Rashi told us the truth, Rashi translates, what's the koifer nafsho? There should not be an ayin hara. If you're going to count everyone, the individuals, by the people, then there's going to be a dever. But if you're going to give shkolim, so then the shkolim, when you're counting al yidei dover acher, that's going to prevent there from being a magef. It will be the koifer nafsho when you count al yidei dover acher. The Ramban, David thought that the reason when it says in the pasuk koifer nafsho, that was a kapara for the chet ha'egel. It was not in order to prevent ayin hara. He felt there is no such thing as ayin hara if klal yisrael would be counted. And the only reason why klal yisrael, the Talmud Yetzias Mitzrayim, had a requirement to give machsa shekel was because there's a koifer nafsho for the chet ha'egel. That was the mistake. The mistake is this was not a one-time mitzvah. This is a mitzvah for all generations. For all generations, whenever you count klal yisrael, there's always going to be, like we said, either ayin hara. You're highlighting the individual. You're removing yourself from the hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore this is a mitzvah which is not just from time of Moshe. It was a time for all generations. That's one answer. Another answer is the Ramban was of the opinion. The Rambam was of the opinion. The only time that it's from, the David made a mistake and he counted people that were 13 years and up. The only time the Torah does not allow. The Torah does not allow accounting. When the Torah does allow accounting, it only allows accounting from 20 years and up. If you want to go count the entire Klal Yisrael from beginning to end, even people that are younger than 20 years old, that is categorically forbidden. That would result in a tremendous chumrah bizman hazeh that you would never really allow to have a census of the entire Klal Yisrael. Because David knew what it said in the pasuk. David went and he counted Klal Yisrael by having everyone in Klal Yisrael give a machsa shekel, or have everyone in Klal Yisrael give some type of object. But David's mistake was you're only allowed to count from the age of 20 and above. David counted everyone from 20, even lower than 20, from 13 years up. That was one. That's one mahalach. And the reason why the Ramban is a critical Ramban. And the reason why we bring out the Ramban is because this Ramban is going to be the source for all of the heterim, why this man hazeh we can participate, or those who allow, in a census. Like in Eretz Yisrael, every so often, they conduct a census. They send every family a form to fill out the form, how many children you have, what is your address, to get a grasp on how many people living in Eretz Yisrael. So, are you allowed to do this? The Torah says, you're not allowed to do this. They can cause an ayin hara. You're removing yourself from the hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're focusing on the individual. We have all of these different issues. So we have to find the heter. Well, the good place to find the heter is, let's go look at David. David made a mistake. Let's understand what David's mistake was. And we won't repeat what David did. And that way we know that we'll be in good shape. So according to one opinion, David made a mistake. David's mistake was, he counted everyone younger than 20 years old. That would indicate that if you want to make a census, as Nana said, don't count everyone younger than 20 years old. You want to make a census, you have to only count people who are over the age of 20 years old. That's a very big chumrah. That would result in a very big chumrah. Another other reason we gave before was David b'chal, it's not a kasha. David made a mistake because David counted people by head. That was a mistake. David thought the pasuk only applies to this Dor HaMidbar. Does not apply to all future generations. A third heter. David made a mistake. He did not count the people for a purpose. Even when the Torah allows you to count people through objects, through machsa shekel, through pieces of pottery, it has to be for a purpose. Here, there was a mitzvah. Hashem said, I want to know how many people there are going to be in Klal Yisrael in order, for whatever the reason was. But the Torah sanctioned that it be done for a good reason. David's mistake was, there was no reason to count Klal Yisrael. He just wanted to feel good about himself, that here I have how many people I have in my army. And that is considered to be a very great sin. Now that really you should know is the primary heter of why a census is mutar bizman hazeh, because it's being done for a purpose. The big question is, what is the purpose? We only have two extremes. Chazal tell us David did not have a purpose at all. Just knowing how many people there are, that's not a good reason. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very good purpose. Hashem told him, this is what I want to be done. We want to know, they're going to be Shishim Riba, we have a purpose. Today, when calculations are made, it's somewhere in the middle. There are very good reasons why calculations need to be made. We need to know how much taxes, how much money has to be collected for taxes. We have to know how many the resources have been set aside for defense and health issues. You have to know. These are critical numbers. So there's a very, very good purpose in knowing these numbers. On the other hand, you can't say these numbers fit into one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Or could you? Can you say Shmartem es nafsher seichem? Is it, can it fit into a Tayag mitzvah of Ruach HaKodesh? Not necessarily. Therefore, it is debatable. Okay, another reason. Now, let's go to the sense. What are some of the Aterim? First of all, some say it's only us to count when you count by number. If you count, or you count the peh, if you count in writing, if people submit papers, forms, and on the form there are numbers, that is not included in Klosisa Esroish B'nei Yisrael. Another heter is, what?
Hanging chads.
Okay. The count, you're counting by paper, that's not another, also that a lot of the counting today is even done by computer. It's not done by people. The machines do the computing. All the numbers, there are different districts, the numbers are sent in electronically. It's many steps removed from popular counting. Okay, another heter for counting is that the only time Mikadim is also to count is when you count the entire Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech's mistake was he counted the entire Klal Yisrael. If you count only a segment of Klal Yisrael, that is mutter. And that will result in a very great leniency. There's nothing technically wrong in counting for a minion. You want to count in a shul? Are there 10 people? You want to count them? No big deal. Because you're not counting the entire Klal Yisrael, you're just counting a very small group. Even in Eretz, what? National sense is not the entire Klal Yisrael, because there are people all over the world. There are people in America, people in Europe, there are people in Brazil, and people in Australia. There's no one in Brazil? What?
Some people say that Klal Yisrael means that they're in Eretz Yisrael.
That's a chumrah. Okay, they say only Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but that is another grounds for leniency. The prohibition is only the entire Klal Yisrael, and that was David's mistake. Another reason for leniency is that when they count everyone in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just Jews. Okay, there are many non-Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. All different types of people. There are, therefore, so when they're making a counting of Eretz Yisrael, that's not a counting, that's miyuchit for Klal Yisrael. The prohibition is kisisa Esroish B'nei Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael, they conduct the census, they're counting the population. Happens to be the vast majority are Jews, but there are many Arabs, Israeli Arabs. There are all different types of people that are in Eretz Yisrael, so that is not called Filipino, all different workers they imported, that is not called a violation. Another heter, even if you were to count, okay, another heter, even if you were to count all the Jews in Klal Yisrael, it has to be where the counting is just for one sum, one sikum. When they count in Eretz Yisrael, the main goal of counting, the main tafkid, is not to have the total number. It's nice to know the total number, but the goal really is to know how many Ashkenazim, how many Sephardim, how many people over the age of 65, how many under the age of 18. The goal of counting the census is not the total number. I mean, they're going to throw out, when it's all over, we have a total number. But that's not why they really need a census. If they wanted the total number, they would not conduct a census to get a total number of people in the country. It's not so important. They can estimate the total number in order to set aside resources for security purposes and that. They can figure out an estimation. They don't need to do a census. The tafkid, talk to the people who do the census. They'll tell you the reason why we're doing the census is because we need to know precise numbers for certain groups. We need to know how many women there are. We need to know how many men there are under a certain age for the army. We need to know how many Haredim there are. We need to know how many Arabs there are. Let's talk about only Jews only. They need to know segments. So even though it turns out that you have a benefit, there's a side benefit, you also happen to know the total number, but if that's not your Iker Tafkid, that is not a violation of Kisisa Esrosh Bnei Yisrael, because the tafkid in the Torah of Kisisa Esrosh Bnei Yisrael was for one purpose, is to count the entire Klal Yisrael to get the total number. There's a whole long list of heterim, and so when you combine all them together, there's a lot of leniency in order to be participate in the census. The truth is, it's very controversial. Every so often, when they do the census, the land of Rabbanim have to issue statements, and they have to encourage their people to participate. And there are going to be always some hardliners that tell no. They'll tell the people, you're not allowed to participate. It's connected to Torah. It's an ayin hara. They'll quote all of these things. Not everyone agrees to all of the vast majority of the people in Eretz Yisrael. They lenient. They take all the leniencies that we just mentioned, but some did a machmer. Okay, another very quick thing. There's a hakir in the Paiskim. What is exactly the nature of the Isser? Is the nature of the Isser to count, or is the nature of the Isser to receive the sum, the total sum? And that will be another nafkam. If the Isser is to do the Maisa counting, to participate in the counting is problematic. If the Isser is not to count, the problem is to reach the sum. So if the computer comes to the conclusion, you're allowed to participate. I'll give you the number. I'll tell you how many people are in my family. I'll count. The prohibition is the one who reaches the conclusion. If the people who are coming to the conclusion are as a machine, or are people that are not religious, or are people who are makel, so they can be makel. There's no prohibition for me to be a messiah. I can give you the number, I can help you count, because my counting is not the Isser. The Isser is reaching the sum. Kisisa Esrosh Bnei Yisrael Lefkudim. The connotation of the pasuk is to reach the total number. The one that comes to the total number is the one that gets the Aveira. Coming along the way, the counting along the way is not necessarily the Aveira. Now it comes to Halacha L'maaseh. The Halacha L'maaseh, what do we do? When it comes to a minyan, the minig is you should not count the part of the body that is the davar shenafshay, is that the neshama depends on. In other words, when you count, don't count heads, count fingers. And the right to this has come from the Gemara Masechta Yoma, when they counted for the Kohanim. So they took a pious, they put out their fingers, and they counted. First, how do you let it count? They took a number, and they went around counting fingers. How do you let it count? How do you let it count fingers? The answer is, a finger is not the same as counting a head. A head is davar shanashama tulibo, but counting a finger is mutus. Even though you're not allowed to count, if you want to be machmer not to count, you can be mekel, and you don't have to be more machmer than they were in the Beis Hamikdash when they counted fingers. A finger represents a person, even though it's part of the person. It's not a masa shekel. It's not a piece of pottery. It's part of the body, but if it's not a part of the body, shayvar shanashama tulibo, it is mutter. So the minig is, when you want to go count in shul, if you have a minion, you should count their fingers, or you should count their hats, count their yarmulkes, count how many pairs of pants are walking around in the shul. And if someone has a skirt, it doesn't count for the minion.
What if you're a Scotland?
What? What if you're a what?
Scotland.
Okay, then you got a problem. Then you got a problem. Okay, halacha, we have the minute we count with a pasuk. If you don't count by number, that's also a heter. So if you count with the siman hashia samecha, my father once told me, you count with the bracha, baruch ato Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. That's exactly 10 words. Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Okay, so these are some of the issues to review. 4 reasons, which are really 3. David HaMelech counted. Mm-hmm. There lies all of the Makaros. What exactly was he thinking? When is it Asa? When is it Mutter? Mm-hmm. And how do all of those ideas translate into the Het of Zman Hazeh, counting for the census? Okay, we'll stop here.